Ramsey TV.
Have you ever been lied about, cheated, wronged, screwed over? Are there people alive today who may go the rest of their sorry lives believing the wrong thing about you? Have you heard stories of people who have been wrongly convicted of crimes and sent to jail as innocents? E-N-T-S, innocents, innocent people. It happens all the time in this life because this life is not exactly the epicenter of fairness. Martin Zender here, making the wrong right. Not me. I'm just telling you about it, that all the wrongs in life, they're so frustrating. They're infuriating. It calls for tremendous patience to wait for the truth to come out. God knows this because God is all about righteousness and justice. But because righteousness and justice and truth is deferred, then the heart grows sick. People get frustrated. They think that God doesn't know what's going on. They think that God is just fine. Watch the air quotes. God is just fine with misunderstandings, lies, illegal convictions, both of the judicial variety and the personal variety. Well, let me tell you here today, at the end of the week on MZTV, are you ready for this? God is on it. And this is why the Great White Throne exists. It's all going to come out. You might say, but Martin Zender, you say that we as believers, as members of the body of Christ, we do not appear at the Great White Throne because the Great White Throne is a judgment and we don't come into judgment. What do you have to say for yourself, Martin Zender? I say this, our version of the Great White Throne is the dais of Christ. Sounds different, doesn't it? Great White Throne, dais of Christ. You may have heard the dais of, or you may not even know that term, may not ever have heard it. There is a common mistranslation in most of the English versions, and they make the dais of Christ the judgment seat of Christ, the judgment seat. Huh, that's strange because the Greek word for judgment is krino. And there's a completely different Greek word for dais, which I am looking up now as we speak. So I wonder why the King James Version used the same English word for two different Greek words. Well, that's what they do. That's what they do. It's what they did with hell, same English word for several Greek words. Woo! Bema, yeah, of course, Bema. Look at this. The Bema of Christ, the Bema. The English elements are step effect, the effect of a step. Ooh, the effect of a step. Take a step up, and you're on the dais. Notice the Greek word krino is not here, or katakrino, judgment, or down judgment. It's a different word. Why the hell, then, did the King James Version translate a judgment seat? It makes you, as a member of the body of Christ, think that we are going to be judged. We're not, but we're all going to be, it's all going to be sorted out. That's the Martin Zender paraphrase for both the Great White Throne and the dais, or the raised, the step effect, the raised platform of Christ. Because we will all appear at the dais of Christ. Don't get nervous. We're not coming under judgment, but it's all going to be sorted out. All these things that we have against each other, all the times that the body of Christ has lied, doubted each other, screwed each other. And I'm sorry, but, you know, we are the body of Christ. However, we're still in flesh, and there are issues. Oh, there are issues. I'm just going to comfort you, okay? Because I know how frustrating it is to be lied about, cheated, stolen from, maligned, and have people go the rest of their lives thinking one thing about you that's not true. Thinking something about you that is not true, but they go the rest of their lives thinking that. Because, whatever reason, they're non-discerning, they're not careful with the facts, they don't care, or possibly they're morons. That's a possibility. Now, before I do that, I'm going to go to, by the way, thank you everybody who supports this work. I appreciate you. I couldn't do this without you. This is a grassroots thing. This is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And so, I'm sorry that I get so overwhelmed sometimes emotionally. People say, I know, Martin, you don't have time. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of emotional capital, okay? It's hard to explain. I'll just stop right there. But I just want you to know, I want to thank everyone corporately for everything you do for this work, because I couldn't do it without you. And you know who you are, so thank you from the bottom of my heart. Also, before I get into this, the third installment of the Missouri Conference has been uploaded today, this morning at 5 o'clock. I got up, 4:45 this morning. Get yours now. Part 3 of the Missouri Conference. I think there's 8 parts. I'll be putting them out as I can. Now, Revelation 20, the Great White Throne, and we know that all the dead are here who are either never heard of Christ or who are not believers either in the body of Christ truth, i.e. the gospel of the uncircumcision, or in the Abraham truth, that is the gospel of the circumcision, okay? Everybody, lots of people. And the dead were judged by that which is written in the scrolls according to their acts. Nobody's judged according to faith. They're judged according to acts, what they did in this life. Faith is not the issue. Did you believe in Jesus? Nobody's going to ask that at the Great White Throne. Did you believe in God? No. It's going to be, how were you? Did you behave yourself, relatively speaking, most of the time? That's going to be the criteria. And here's one of the translations of the Concordant Version that is really, really bad. The compiler of the Concordant Literal New Testament, which I use, this is my version of the Concordant Literal New Testament. I got this in 1986. It's a little worn. It's been through the ringer over the years. But the compiler of this, A. E. Nock, really screwed up this translation. Two of the three most ancient Greek manuscripts have krino for this word condemned. Krino means judged. If you have the Greek prefix kata in front of krino, it means down judge. Down judge is translated condemned to down judge. It's a bad judgment. Ooh, you just got down judged. You mean katakrinoed? Yeah, dude, you just got katakrinoed, condemned. But a judgment is just, we don't know what you got yet. Krino is just a judgment. We don't know if it's an up judgment or a down judgment. Two of the three manuscripts had krino here for just judgment. Only one manuscript, and I think it was the Corrector of Sinaiticus, if I'm not mistaken. The manuscript Sinaiticus was corrected by very early hands, probably around the 2nd century. My God, I'm talking possibly late 3rd century. And I think A. E. Nock put more emphasis on that one corrector, which I believe was an anomaly, than he did the two other manuscripts, namely Alexandrinus and Vaticanus. So, because A. E. Nock believed that nobody's name was written in the Book of Life. Did I say that correctly? Did you not like the emphasis, or was that good? Nobody's name was written in the Book of Life. My question is, why is the Book of Life consulted if nobody's nobody's name is written in the book of life. Oh, no, there are many. In fact, it's the exception if your name's not written in the book of life. Look at the way this is worded. I'll find it in a second here. If anyone's name was not written in the book of life, if anyone was not found in the book of life, that's verse 15 of the unveiling, chapter 20. If anybody's name was not written in the book of life, they were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Like, what? Somebody not in the book of life? Yeah, well, we got Charles Manson here, and we got Billy Graham. Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Say no more. Say no more. Off they go to the second death. But it's very rare for someone to not, if their names were not written in the book of life, it's like, what? Most people's names will be written in the book of life because most people are just decent people, and they will go, what's their fate? Well, they won't go to the second death. They won't be dead for another eon. No, they will be transferred to the new earth because after this judgment, there's a new heavens and a new earth. Why is that? Well, the new earth is created for all these billions of people who are good people to hop onto. They're going to hop onto the new earth. They're not going to be immortal at that time. They're still going to be mortals because we read that the leaves of the trees on the new earth are for the healing of the nations. The healing of the nations. That Greek word for healing, I don't know what the Greek word is right now specifically, but I know what the English elements are. Warm from. I think the root word is therapy. Therapeunon or something in the Greek. So it's going to produce warmth in the body. It's going to make the body continue to live. So you will continue to live throughout the fifth eon, those of you whose names will be written in the book of life. God bless you all. Sorry you're going to miss the 1,000 years. That's okay. We'll give you the highlight reel when you wake up at the great white throne. We'll stand by while you're judged. We'll applaud when your name's written in the book of life. And then we'll give you the highlight reel of the millennium. You know, you'll see all the great things that happen there, and then you'll go, oh, that was nice. Sorry I missed it. Yeah, well, you have no consciousness of missing it because the first thing you ask when you come out of the first death is, when's the millennium start? Oh, God, when's the millennium start? Yeah. Now, that's great, actually, because there's no consciousness of time in death. So we will all applaud when your name is written in the book of life, and then you will hop, a skip, and jump in that order. Because that's what your instruction manual will say. You will now proceed to the new earth. You will first hop, and then you will skip, and then you will jump. Anyone who attempts to jump before they hop and skip will be sent to the back of the line. Please proceed slowly to the gate. We are now boarding for the new earth. Yeah, the thing is, I'm not joking. This pretty much what's going to happen. It's a beautiful thing. My main point today, and I'm going to elaborate on this on Monday, is that God is fair. But the fairness, the actual sorting out of everything, is deferred until the future. This is one of the most frustrating things that humans can live through, is to be wrong, to be slighted, to be ripped off, to be abused in some way, anyway, and not have it addressed. There's no justice in this world. There ain't no justice in this world. Rarely there is. We love to see it. We who love justice and love truth, we love any time there's some accidental manifestation of justice and truth on this freaking planet during Eon 3. It's a great thing when it happens. It's rare. But we long for it. Our heart yearns for it. In the meantime, we've been slighted by other people. And we have slighted other people. I mean, we're not even aware of the crap we've done. That's going to be adjusted too. You're going to be glad to finally see it. You're going to go, oh, I did that. Okay, well, sorry. Sorry. All right, but I don't know. This is just me. I shouldn't say this, but I just have a feeling. Please don't see this as arrogant, although it might be the epitome of arrogance. But I have a feeling that I've been screwed over in several ways by more people than I've screwed over. But I don't walk around as a victim. and neither should you. I don't go around thinking, I've been wronged. I've been lied about. I don't go around, I live my life, but I don't recommend anybody walk around as a victim. But underneath that, you just have this knowledge. I'm giving you this knowledge today. Go into the weekend believing this and knowing this, that it will come out. This is why I, ladies and gentlemen, can't wait for the light to shine. I want the light to invade my soul, to expose everything in me. I love being exposed. If there's anything in there, show it. Let me know. I want it to come out. But there are people in this world, possibly even in the body of Christ, who don't want the light to come out because they know deep down that, I screwed over many, many people. I lied about many people. I lied. I did wrong. And they just push it down. They push it down. But they know deep down in there that it's there. And they're kind of, and when they hear that the light is coming, they like cringe a little bit. But not me. I don't know. What about you? I love it when the light's coming. I'm looking for the dawn. I'm looking for the light. For the unbelievers and those living before Christ, before Abraham and Christ, they're going to stand to the great white throne, be judged according to their acts. It's all going to be sorted out there. And we're not going to miss out on the fun and the joy of getting it all sorted out between us and between those who have wronged us and between those we have wronged. It's all going to happen at the dais, the raised platform, the step effect of Christ. And let's talk about that on Monday.